It's time for the 8-Minute Devotion. The 8-Minute Devotion is a daily message that fills you with hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Here's your host, Pastor Cameron Walcott.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the 8-Minute Devotion, our Wednesday episode, and I am so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we can look into God's Word together. It is such a blessing to have the Word of God. You know, yesterday we looked at Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. I shared my story of getting kicked out of India as a young man, but, you know, that's what led me to meet my wife, the lovely and talented Dilia. That's what led to all the blessings, all the open doors God put in my life over the next 20 plus years. Now, it all started when I got kicked out of India together with the other missionaries, and God worked it for good in the lives of so many. And that's the sort of God we serve. You know, I started to run out of the time yesterday, but I brought up even what happened with my son, Caleb, when he passed away unexpectedly. It was 3.5 years ago now, October of 2020. He went to bed one night. We thought he was perfectly healthy. The next morning, he was gone. It turned out he had a bad heart. And I just want to say again, I want to reiterate, because I had to rush a little bit yesterday. Sometimes when it comes to this scripture, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Sometimes when it comes to these things, we say, well, God, I don't see the good. I don't see the good in my 13-year-old son being taken. You may say, I don't see the good in this cancer that someone I love with is dealing. I don't see the good in having to go through this job loss and, you know, all of this poverty. And I never saw the good. It happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I've still never seen the good. And I want to say there are times you're facing true tragedy, like the loss of a child, like cancer in a young person, like, you know, a relationship where there's abuse and true, awful, terrible, terrible things. And you say there was no good. Well, friends, never ever say that. Because if you are a follower of Jesus, I do think there are times we go through such tragedy, we never understand what the good is here on earth. I don't think I'll ever say, I'm glad that Caleb was taken while I'm here on earth. I don't think I'll ever think, well, it was a good thing because of X, Y, and Z. I think it will always be a tragedy in my eyes on this side of heaven. But, I want to reiterate this. I also know and I believe with all my heart that when I'm with the Lord, when I am in His presence, when we go to heaven, I do believe it is all going to make sense. God's going to show me the beauty that came out of the tragedy. And it's the same for you. No matter how terrible your circumstance, whether it was abuse, whether it was something awful like that, God will work all things together for good in His way and in His time. So friend, have faith. Friend, keep believing. All things really will mean all things, and God is working all things together for your good. And of course, even when it comes to the thing with Caleb being taken, I do see different ways that God has worked it for good, different ways God has used my wife and I to bless others and to help others in their moments of tragedy. So that has been good, and God has shown us that revelation. Of course, we still would say, well, God, we'd rather have Caleb back, but the day will come when it will all make sense, when we are in His presence. It's the same for you. If you love God, if you're called according to His purpose, it is the same. All things means all things. And that leads us to the next couple of scriptures. Our theme today is going to be conformed to His image. Romans 8, 29 and 30. Romans 8, verse 29 and 30, this is what it says. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be firstborn among many brethren. That's Romans 8, 29. And listen to what it says, that God, He foreknew us, and then He predestined us to be conformed to the image of Jesus. That means that God's calling on you, God's plan for you, is to be made in the image of Christ. It is a high calling, friends, that God has placed in your life. It is a high calling. God has called you to be like his own son. You know, what is the hope of the Christian? What is our ultimate hope? It's that we're becoming like Jesus. We're being transformed so that our sinful, lowly nature is changed into his holy nature. That's God's calling on us, and that's God's promise to us that we will become like Jesus. What a glorious truth. What a glorious future awaits us, friends, that we are becoming like Jesus. I believe with all my heart that we cannot imagine the glory that will one day be revealed in us. Our greatest imagination of what we one day will be cannot even begin to describe the level of glory that will be bestowed on us. Because, friends, you are being transformed. If you have put your faith in Christ, you are being transformed and conformed into his image. It's a glorious thing. How many of you ever get tired of your sinful nature? How many of you ever get tired of battling sin, battling pride, battling greed, battling lust, battling, you know, all of these different parts of being a fallen human? I know I do. I know I get tired of my sinful nature. I get tired of being led into things that I don't want to do. But my great hope is this. It's that God is transforming me, and it's beginning right now. He's making me more like Jesus. He's making me holy. He's making me patient. He's making me pure. The work has already started, and I praise him. He's transforming me. But not only has the work started, not only am I a work in progress, one day I am going to be like Jesus. And the fight will be over. The battle will be done. I will be transformed. This lowly body will be transformed into the image of his glorious body. And I will be free from sin, free from the nature of sin, free from the temptation to sin forever and ever. The glory of Jesus will be shared with me. Now, I will never be Christ. I will never be Jesus. But he shares his glory with his children. He wants to be the firstborn among many brethren. We will be like him. We will follow in his image. We will be his brothers, his sisters. He's the firstborn. He's always preeminent. He's the only begotten Son of God. But we are adopted and made children of God, holy and pure and righteous, just like him. What a glorious thing to think about. I am being conformed to the image of Christ. It's starting now. I don't have to keep sinning because his transforming power is already in me. And one day it's going to be complete. What a glorious future awaits. Thank you for listening and watching. We'll be back tomorrow on the 8-Minute Devotion.
Thank you for listening to the 8-Minute Devotion. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen to or watch it. And email us at the8minutedevotion@gmail.com with any questions or comments. May God bless you.